From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Listeners, how are you today? With me, Ahmad Faisal. I'm so fine. I also hope that listeners, all of you are fine. And today, you can also do your best, listeners. And listeners, for today's edition, I would like to accompany you 60 minutes ahead. And we also would like to present some programs started with news and other information, as well as entertainment and Indonesian pop songs. Well, listeners, we begin our program with our news, and stay with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headline. Indonesian Tourism Minister Sandiaga Uno hopes increase collaboration through EUNIC Cluster Indonesia. Egyptian Red Crescent expresses gratitude for Indonesia's aid to Gaza. I'm Rahmawati, now the news in detail. Indonesian Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy Sandiaga Uno hopes the existing collaboration between Indonesia and the European Union in the fields of arts, culture, creative industry, and many more will be further enhanced through the launch of the EUNIC Cluster Indonesia. In the video recording of his speech at the launch of the EUNIC Cluster Indonesia at Erasmus Hus Jakarta on Monday, Minister Sandiaga Uno hopes with the presence of EUNIC Cluster Indonesia, more impactful programs will be created for the years to come.
Actively promoting cultural preservation and collaboration to the world, including the EU. The European Union itself has assisted Indonesia in fostering its free economy through various collaboration in sustainability and human resource development programs with multiple organizations and government agencies. The Ministry has myriad of programs that fit perfectly with the vision and mission. The unique cluster has therefore had pretty much support, and we hope that the launching of the unique Indonesia cluster will enhance the existing collaboration and create more impactful programs between the EU for years to come.
Representative of the Egyptian Red Crescent, Mahmoud Gamal, expressed his gratitude for Indonesia's 51.5-ton humanitarian aid to the Gaza Strip, Palestine. During the handover of Indonesian aid to the Egyptian Red Crescent at El Arish Airport in Egypt on Monday, Mahmoud Gamal said his side is currently prioritizing the help of medical equipment that people in Egypt need.
في الحقيقة الهلال الأحمر المصري يعمل على مدار الساعة من خلال المتطوعين
We are from the Egyptian Red Crescent, working 24 hours to receive aid from all countries that come to Egypt, and we sort enough through the aid and then deliver it to others. We assign priorities, and one of the things that is currently urgently required is medical support, especially for the Indonesian side, who assisted at this time. We thank you for delivering 3 aircraft assistance for the first phase. Mahmoud Gamal further said medical devices were one of the logistical assistance handed over by Indonesia to Gaza. He also added the Egyptian Red Crescent needs considerable humanitarian assistance from all parties and all countries, especially the needs that are now urgently required by the people of Gaza. Next, we have Deputy for Tourism Products and Event Organizers at the Indonesian Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy, Vincentius J. Madu, who conveyed that based on the estimation by the Ministry of Transportation, there will be an increase in people movement by 5% for the Christmas and New Year 2023 holiday. This was affirmed at the weekly brief with Sandi Uno in Jakarta on Monday. During the Christmas and New Year holidays, Vincentius further stated there will be an increase of around 904,000 public transportation passengers, 53,000 two-wheel transportation, and 10,000 four-wheel transportation. Therefore, to welcome Christmas and New Year holidays, Vincentius J. Madu pointed out his site has collaborated with related stakeholders and prepared holiday packages through hashtag #DiIndonesiaAja.
Yang perlu disiapkan oleh Kemenparekraf. Nah, kolaborasi,
what needs to be prepared by the Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy in collaboration with the Coordinating Ministry for Maritime Affairs and Investment in Journey and stakeholders in travel, such as Arsita, to prepare these Christmas and holiday packages through the hashtags #DiIndonesiaSaja. We have done a travel fair along with Astindo, then collaborate with the Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology, as well as for school holiday socialization. Studying in Indonesia has also been continuously promoted, and the last one, we will collaborate with Agoda Online Travel Agents by preparing promo packages for 10,000 packs during December. Vincentius J. Madu further conveyed that to welcome Christmas and New Year holiday, the ministry has also issued a circular to all heads of city, regency, and provincial tourism offices to monitor and audit tourism destinations in a bid to apply safety and security principles. Furthermore, he claims that supervision is also done by the Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy and the regional government to ensure that the Christmas and New Year holiday runs well. Still about tourism sector, Indonesian Statistics Agency released that in the third quarter of 2023, the trips of domestic tourists in Indonesia reached about 190 million. This number increased 13.36% compared to the third quarter of 2022. In the weekly brief with Sandi Uno in Jakarta on Monday, Deputy for Tourism Products and Activity Organizers at the Indonesian Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy, Vincentius J. Madu said, in aggregate, travel for domestic tourists from January to September 2023 increased by 12.81%. He remarked that with the figure for domestic tourist movements in September amounting to 629 million trips, the 2023 domestic tourist trip target of 1.4 billion trips is very difficult to achieve. However, he added that his site is optimistic that by December, 1 billion domestic tourist trips will be achieved. But we are optimistic that by December we will try to reach 1 billion movements, because later we will evaluate next year what steps and strategies we need to take to be able to reach 1.2 to 1.4 billion domestic tourist movements. Vincentius J. Madu further conveyed that the most effective instrument to increase domestic tourist visits is by holding events involving surrounding districts and cities, and even provinces. Besides, he said the frequency of domestic flights must also be increased to encourage increased movement of domestic tourists. Now we move to the international news. The government of Egypt appreciates the government of Indonesia for the humanitarian aid which was sent on Saturday, and it has arrived at El Arish Airport in Egypt Monday at 8 a.m. local time. Deputy Minister of Foreign Affairs of the Republic of Indonesia, Pahala Mansuri, in his official statement on Monday said, Several parties, including the Egyptian Red Crescent, expressed their appreciation to Indonesia.
Ya, dari beberapa pihak, termasuk juga dari Egyptian Red Crescent, menyampaikan apresiasi.
Several parties, including Egyptian Red Crescent, expressed their appreciation, as well as the Egyptian government. There are also local governments, especially those at El Arish Airport. They all expressed their appreciation, and one thing that must be underlined is that this is only a form of government assistance. But they also expressed their appreciation for what the Indonesian society had done in terms of working together to collect aid, because they saw directly the difficulties faced by the Palestinian community in Gaza.
Yang dihadapi oleh masyarakat Palestina yang ada di Gaza.
It is known that Deputy Minister Pahala Mansouri led the handover of humanitarian aid from Indonesia to El Arish Airport, Egypt. Total humanitarian aid was about 51.5 to 52 tons of aid from different backgrounds of Indonesian society, Ministry of Health, Ministry of Defense, Indonesian National Police or Polri, Kita Bisa Digital Donation Platform, National Zakat Amil Agency or Basnas, Indonesian Red Cross, and Indonesian Society. Hamas-run Health Ministry in Gaza says more than 10,000 people have been killed in the Palestinian territory since Israel started bombing it last month. As reported by BBC.com, more than 4,000 of those killed were children. The ministry said the number surpasses the UN's figure of about 5,400 killed in Gaza in all of Israel's previous conflicts with Hamas since it took control of the territory in 2007. Israel started bombing Gaza after Hamas killed 1,400 people and kidnapped more than 200 others on October 7. We end the news with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, who invited Donald Trump to visit Ukraine after the former U.S. president claimed he could end Russia's war against Ukraine war within 24 hours if he wins re-election next year. As quoted by CNN.com, President Zelensky questioned Trump's claim in an interview with NBC's Meet the Press that aired Sunday and invited him to visit Ukraine to see the scale of Russia's invasion himself. Zelensky said if he can come, he will need 24 minutes to explain to President Trump that he cannot manage this war. Well, listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia.
Here is today's commentary on Indonesia's solidarity for Palestine. I'm Daulat Pane. The armed conflict in Gaza Strip is increasingly worrying, and it has caused an extraordinary number of victims. Rocket attacks, accompanied by a hail of gunfire in the Gaza Strip, according to the head of Hamas media office Salama Marouf, as quoted from AA.com Sunday, killed 9,500 people, including 3,900 children and 2,509 women. The Israeli attack also caused 55 mosques, 3 universities, 3 churches, and 5 buildings belonging to the Ministry of Endowments and Religion in Gaza were completely destroyed. Around 16 hospitals, 32 primary care centers, and 27 ambulances were damaged. This condition is certainly very worrying for the world, including Indonesia. It is unimaginable how suffering are the Palestinian people, especially women and children who are victims of the war. The Indonesian government and society moved quickly to condemn the Israeli attacks on Palestine. Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi, in a special session of the United Nations General Assembly last Thursday, strongly condemned Israel's attack on Palestinians in the Gaza Strip. The support of the Indonesian people was also shown by the solidarity actions of thousands of people, including national figures, who gathered together at the National Monument area in central Jakarta on Sunday. Apart from strongly condemning Israel's attacks on Palestinians, the Indonesian people and government also sent humanitarian aid to Palestine on Saturday, which was released directly by President Joko Widodo at the Halim Perdana Kusuma Air Force Base in Jakarta. The government will immediately coordinate and prepare the next delivery of aid, considering the high enthusiasm of the Indonesian people to help the Palestinian people. The government, through the public service agency of the Ministry of Finance, namely the International Development Cooperation Fund, or also known as Indonesian Aid, is preparing the second phase of humanitarian assistance for Palestine. It is hoped that this assistance can be sent next week, following the first stage of assistance which was carried out on Saturday. Support from the international community, including from Indonesia, is really needed by Palestinian citizens due to increasingly heated Israeli-Palestinian tensions. The second phase of humanitarian assistance is part of Indonesia's commitment to help Palestine, as stated by President Joko Widodo when releasing the first batch of the aid at Halim Perdana Kusuma Air Base in Jakarta. Indonesia's support represents all elements of the nation. The government, through the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Ministry of Defense, Indonesian Military and Police, and also the community, collaborated to collect various types of aid materials. Humanitarian assistance is also an expression of the solidarity of the Indonesian people and the government towards the Palestinian people who live in difficult situations. While humanitarian assistance is important, what is more important is finding a long-term solution to the conflict so that the Palestinian people can live in peace and stability. That was commentary.
Voice of Indonesia.
We begin today in history with an event on November 7, 1935, when V.S. Rendra was born. Dr. William Brodus Surendra Broto Rendra, W.S. Rendra, was an Indonesian writer. Rendra was born in Solo on November 7, 1935, and died in Depok, West Java, on August 6, 2009, at 73 years old. Since he was young, Rendra wrote many poems, drama screenplays, short stories, and literary essays in various mass media. He studied at Gajah Mada University and received the title of Doctor Honoris Causa. The poet, known by many as the Peacock, established a theater workshop in Yogyakarta in 1967. Through the theater workshop, he produced several artists such as Sitok Srengenge, Radar Panchadahana, Adi Kurdi, and others. Let's turn to the founding of the Masyumi Party on November 7, 1945, the Indonesian Muslim Shura Council, or Masyumi, was formed on October 24, 1943, not long after the proclamation of Indonesian independence, precisely on November 7, 1945. Masyumi was established as a party. In less than a year, Masyumi became the largest political party in Indonesia. The party was banned in 1960 by President Sukarno for allegedly supporting the PRRI rebellion. We end today in history with the commemorations of the National Puppet Day. National Puppet Day is celebrated every November 7. This date was chosen because it is the date of the establishment of wayang as a masterpiece of oral and intangible heritage of humanity by UNESCO on November 7, 2003. National Puppet Day was established based on Presidential Decree No. 30 of 2019 concerning National Puppet Day. This commemoration increased public awareness and love for effort to promote Indonesian puppetry. In addition, National Puppet Day is expected to foster pride and love for Indonesian puppets. That was Today in History.
Selama dunia masih berputar, perbedaan tak pernah pudar. Terbawa keangkuhan manusia, tak ingin membagi rasa. Bukalah mata hati kita, bayang kita ada
Voice of Indonesia.
Well, listeners, today's My Indonesia is about Indonesian humanitarian aid for Palestine that arrives in Egypt. Humanitarian aid from the government and people of Indonesia for Palestine arrived in Al Arish, Egypt on Monday, 6th of November. The first phase of the aid was previously released by Indonesian President Joko Widodo at Halim Perdana Kusuma Air Force Base in Jakarta on Saturday, 4th of November. The aid with a total weight of 51.5 tons was sent using two Indonesian Air Force C-130 Hercules aircraft and one Airbus A330 aircraft via two different flight routes. The Hercules A1237 and A1238 aircraft flew the route Jakarta, Banda Aceh, Yangon in Myanmar, New Delhi in India, Abu Dhabi in the United Arab Emirates, Jeddah in Saudi Arabia, Al Arish in Egypt. Quoting the Indonesian Cabinet Secretary's official website, the first Hercules plane landed at Al Arish Airport at around 8:30 local time, followed by the second plane sometimes later. The aid was then handed over by Indonesian Deputy Minister of Foreign Affairs Pahala Nugraha Mansuri, representing the Indonesian government, to representatives of the Egyptian Red Crescent. Mansuri thanked all Indonesian people for their solidarity with the Palestinian people. The aid from Indonesia will then be taken to Rafah crossing into the Gaza Strip, Palestine. In the first phase of the humanitarian aid, the government sent various logistical items that had been adapted to the needs of the Palestinian people in Gaza. The aid includes medical equipment, medicines, tents, blankets, warm clothes, and food. Meanwhile, the Airbus A330 aircraft with flight code JT601 was flown from Soekarno-Hatta International Airport, Tangerang, on Monday, 6th of November, early morning, and flew straight to Al Arish. However, due to the weather problems around Al Arish, the flight was diverted to Cairo International Airport. As of Monday afternoon local time, the plane was still in Cairo. The 26.5-ton humanitarian aid was coordinated by the Indonesian National Police Headquarters, head of the National Police International Relations Division, Inspector General Krishnamurti, in his statement at Soekarno-Hatta International Airport before departure, explained that the aid sent included 100 platoon tents that could accommodate 5,000 people, as well as 1,000 winter blankets and winter jackets. They also sent medicines and medical equipment, coordinated by the Indonesian Ministry of Health. On the same occasions, the head of the Health Crisis Center at the Ministry of Health, Sumarjaya, added that the medical equipment sent weighed up to 7 tons. This includes emergency kits for minor surgical needs, medicines, and additional food for pregnant women and toddlers. That was My Indonesia.
Thank you.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOA listener, for those of you who are fans of culinary tourism, Sibolga in North Sumatra Province, Indonesia, has a variety of delicious cuisine specialties. As a city located on the west coast of the island of Sumatra, Sibolga offers a range of traditional cuisines made from a mixture of fish, including Sibolga chips, anchovy sauce, and pachak grilled. It is a traditional grilled fish cuisine of Sibolga. Sibolga culinary is not limited to these cuisines. There are additional unique food like tumbang ubi taro that are made exclusively without any fish. As the name implies, this cuisine is made from taro sweet potatoes served with coconut milk sauce. Listener, to make tumbang, taro sweet potatoes are first skinned and cleaned. Sweet potatoes are processed by boiling, finely ground, and mixed with spices. Then it forms a circle and steams. Some people use molds to make it look more appealing. Tumbang can be enjoyed in two ways, on its own or combined with soup in a bowl. The soup is made from coconut milk with the additional spices. It has a savory, soft, and sweet taste when eaten. These days, this traditional Sibolga food is relatively rare because the number of sellers of tumbang cuisine has decreased. For those interested in experiencing it, tumbang sellers can be found at Sibolga Nauli Market. This food is available for purchase every day from dawn till dusk. Tumbang is offered for 2,500 rupiah for each portion if using gravy. The price is 5,000 rupiah, or it's way less than $1. Along with tumbang, sellers usually offer lemang, sweet cakes, bakwan vegetable fritters, pulut, black sticky rice, and mihun as additional treat. If you want to experience tumbang at Sibolga Nauli Market, it's best to arrive between 10 and 12 p.m. because after that time, the remaining food is either tiny or runs out. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Thank you. Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian, a program which introduces Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to converse in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia, RRI Foreign Broadcasting Station, and the Language Development Agency Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is persiapan perjalanan or travel preparation. You will listen now to a conversation entitled Segera Kesana, Segera Kesana, which means get there right away. This conversation takes place on the phone between Chris George Robinson, a vlogger from Australia, and Sorta Uli, a friend from Chris Vlog Community. Chris said that he will soon meet Sorta Uli in the Sibolga Port waiting room. Let's listen to their conversation.
Sorta, kamu di mana?
Saya sudah di ruang tunggu pelabuhan Sibolga.
Saya segera pergi ke sana.
After we listen to the conversation, I will provide vocabulary related to today's material, segera ke sana, segera ke sana, which means get there right away or get there immediately. I will say the word slowly twice each and you can repeat after me. Saya, saya, which means I. Segera pergi, which means leave immediately. Kesana, which means go there. Saya segera pergi ke sana, which means I'll go there right away or I'll go there immediately. Ruang tunggu, which means waiting room. Pelabuhan Sibolga, which means Sibolga Port. In the conversation, you heard the expression, saya segera pergi ke sana. Saya segera pergi ke sana, which means I'll go there immediately. In that sentence, there is an adverb segera. Segera, which means immediately or right away, which marks the expression of an activity that is carried out immediately. In the sentence, the adverb segera, segera, which means immediately, is followed by an expression that states the activity to be carried out right away. That is, pergi ke sana, which means go there. The sentence then becomes, saya segera pergi ke sana. Saya segera pergi ke sana, which means I'll go there immediately. Other examples. Let's listen to other examples to mark expression of activities that are carried out immediately. Saya segera berangkat ke sana. Saya segera berangkat ke sana, which means I leave or I'll go there immediately. Kami segera pulang ke rumah. Kami segera pulang ke rumah, which means we'll go home immediately. A port or harbor is a place where ships dock. Sibolga Port is claimed to be the best in Asia Pacific. The design of Sibolga Port is made for goods and passengers. Before ending Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian today, for more details, let's listen to the example of the conversation once again.
Sorta, kamu di mana?
Saya sudah di ruang tunggu pelabuhan Sibolga.
Saya segera pergi ke sana.
That was today's edition of Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian with the topic persiapan perjalanan. persiapan perjalanan or travel preparation and a conversation entitled segera ke sana. Segera ke sana, which means get there right away. Hopefully, this edition will be useful for those of you who want to know Bahasa Indonesia or Indonesian better. We will meet again tomorrow with a different material. Thank you for listening. Sampai berjumpa lagi. Till we meet again.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOI listener, today's music corner presents a Malay song entitled Tenun Siak by Lina Burhan. The song Tenun Siak was composed by Husni Tamrin. Just like the title, this song tells the story of Tenun Siak or Siak Songket woven cloth, which comes from Siak Riau. Initially, Siak woven cloth was only worn by Siak Sri Indrapura Kingdom. Siak cloth or songket is characterized by being woven with silk thread or cotton thread interspersed with certain motifs woven using gold or silver thread. In the lyrics of the song, it is described as beautiful siak woven cloth embroidered with gold suitable for wearing at day and night. The song Tenun Siak also conveys a message about ideals accompanied by a strong determination towards the future. Well, listener, here is Tenun Siak by Lina Burhan. Happy listening.
Yeah.